Stop Him Cheating by Sean Jameson. Introduction. Cheating is a really difficult subject to cover. It is the cause of so much heartache and pain for so many people throughout the world. Cheating is what sows the seeds of distrust and resentment in a relationship, which is often why relationships fall apart. Stop Him Cheating is a book that contains every single bit of advice that you need on how to prevent your man from ever even thinking about cheating on you. I strongly advise that you read this book a few times to let it sink in. More importantly, please actually use this advice to prevent cheating from ever actually happening in the first place. Getting into a relationship with a great guy is the easy part. Keeping him loyal and faithful is the hard part. What I've noticed is that there are two important elements that stop a man from cheating. One, him being in love with you, and two, him being attracted to you. These are two distinct things. Have you ever loved someone but not been in love with them? It's the same for guys. If you've one and not the other, then there's a high likelihood that your man is going to cheat on you. Keeping him in love with you and attracted to you takes constant maintenance and work. So I've written Stop Him Cheating with these two things firmly in mind. It's not a logical issue. One of the most important things that you need to understand from this book is that cheating is an emotional issue, not a logical issue. Your man doesn't wake up one morning and logically decide to cheat. It's a feeling. He literally starts feeling like being with another woman. So you may logically think that by looking attractive, having a great body, wearing great clothes, and doing things that your man says he wants to do is going to prevent him cheating. It will help a little bit to prevent him cheating, but it's not always going to work that well. Instead of looking at cheating as a logical problem, I'm asking that you look at it as an emotional problem. You need to ask yourself, what can you do to keep him emotionally invested in you and your relationship? Your man. A lot of girls that I've thought and talked to waited until their man cheated on them before they did anything about it. This is a bad idea. A much better idea is to stop cheating from ever happening in the first place. But how? Here are all the factors you need to look at. What kind of guy is your man? This is by far the most important factor in determining whether or not your man is going to cheat on you. If your man is the kind of guy who always looks out for other people, never tries to deceive you, doesn't mysteriously turn off his phone, doesn't arrive late at home without explanation, is clearly attracted to you, and is clearly concerned about you, then you're probably dealing with a guy who is loyal and is unlikely to cheat. However, if your man is always only looking out for himself, gets shifty and even angry when you ask him who he's hanging out with, is often hard to reach for hours at a time, although do keep in mind that obviously people sometimes do have problems with their phones from time to time. Maybe your man doesn't seem to care about you that much, and he seems to be a bit too friendly and flirty with other girls. Then you are probably dealing with a guy who's going to cheat on you. What kind of people are his friends? It's not just your man that you should be worried about. You should also consider his social circle. If he hangs around with guys that seem highly untrustworthy and shady, then what does that say about him? Warning, it does not automatically mean that your man is a good-for-nothing cheater, but if he hangs around with highly untrustworthy and shady people, and he is quite shady too, then it's quite likely that he will be a cheater, which leads me on to the next point of prevention. Listen to his actions, not his words. If you don't fully trust your man, then it's not his words you should be listening to. It's his actions. It's easy for your man to say he loves you, that he will always remain faithful, or that cheating never even enters his mind. But does he show you that he loves you and cares about you? Does he demonstrate that he will always remain faithful? Or is he always looking at other girls when he's with you? Words are cheap, but actually demonstrating that he cares deeply about you takes a lot more effort and is much better of an indicator of whether you can trust a guy or not. The last thing I want to say about guys is that a certain small percentage of them will cheat, no matter what. Even when they're deeply in love and completely attracted to their girlfriend or wife, they can't help but cheat. It's ingrained in them. My advice is to stay away from these guys at all costs. Sometimes they are hard to spot, but once you ask around, you'll quickly be able to figure out whether or not a guy is a serial cheater. Constant maintenance. Like I said at the start of the book, a great relationship takes constant maintenance. This constant maintenance is exactly what will stop your man from ever thinking about cheating. It will also keep him attracted to you and in love with you. So what constant maintenance should you take care of? Kill boredom. Boredom is the enemy of relationships. When you are bored, your mind wanders and starts to think about other things. The same happens to guys. When he starts to get bored of you or the situation he's in, his mind will start to wander. This is obviously bad news for you and your relationship. Boredom sets in when you get into a routine. Honestly ask yourself, am I doing the same thing over and over again with my man? If you are, then it's time to break the routine with something exciting. It's not good enough to change the routine from watching a movie every Saturday night to cooking for him every Saturday night. It has to be genuinely exciting and different. It could be cooking for him while wearing something sexy and revealing, or maybe you could surprise him with tickets to see his favourite sports team or band. The key is to constantly break the routine and prevent boredom. I'm not saying that every single day of the week should be jam-packed with events and things for you both to do together. Instead, I'm saying that from time to time, you should try to do something that is fun, exciting, sometimes sexy, and is not something you normally do. Hopefully your man is doing the same things to kill boredom for you. Let him know that it's better when you are around. Letting your man know that things are better when you are around is crucial to having a great relationship and preventing cheating. But how can you subtly let your man know that things are better when you are around? Give him positive emotions. If you nag your man constantly, or criticize him, or are very negative when you are around him, then he is going to start associating you with negativity and bad emotions. But if you make your man feel good and have fun when you're around him and both together, he will start to associate you with feeling good and positive emotions. Be indispensable. Most men are very good at the typical guy stuff. Fixing things, assembling things and lifting things. However, men often struggle with things that girls are usually much better at, like being social, organizing things, or cooking a decent and healthy meal. Turns out Pop-Tarts just aren't that healthy. I'm not saying that you should organize your man's house and be his personal chef, but what I am saying is that you most likely possess a number of skills that your man actually struggles with. If you can be the person that your man turns to when he is organizing a party, or a person your man turns to when he needs help cooking a decent meal, then your man is really going to value you and not want to lose you. Great sex. Having great sex is crucial to having a great relationship, but you probably already know this. Having great sex is not about quantity. It's not about having sex every night and every morning with your man. It's about quality. It's about learning the techniques in the blowjob Bible, using them and getting better at them. If you want to have great sex with your man, then you have to remember that it's a process of constantly trying new things and improving on the things you already do. For some men, their favourite thing may be role-playing, or it might mean getting a longer and super pleasurable blowjob, or maybe it's you talking dirty, or maybe it's a certain sex position. The key is finding out what your man likes and giving it to them, provided you are comfortable with it. This is incredibly powerful, as you are basically acting out his fantasies. If you can be the woman that your man acts out his fantasies with, then you are putting yourself in a very powerful position. If he can fulfill all his fantasies with you, then he is going to have no reason at all to cheat on you. Just remember that while sex is definitely one of the most important aspects of any great relationship, it should not be the only focus of your relationship. What you must avoid. Now that I've shown you that you need to keep your man attracted to you and in love with you, I'm going to show you the things that you absolutely must avoid if you want to prevent him from cheating on you. Smothering him. You may be completely in love with your man and he may be completely in love with you. You both may feel like spending every single waking minute together. This is perfectly normal. However, if you overdo it, then you are going to smother him. You may think that you need to show a guy how much you care by spending all your time with him. It might sound logical, but unfortunately, it just doesn't work like that in real life. It will slowly but surely drive him away and lead him to potentially cheating on you. Then, as he's starting to drift away, you may start to think that in order to get him back, you should spend even more time with him. This will only drive him away further and increase the likelihood of him cheating on you. So if you shouldn't smother him, then what should you do? It's actually quite simple. Maintain a fun and interesting life. When you have a fun and interesting life, you won't be able to devote all your time to your man. This is actually a good thing, although logically it might sound like a bad thing. When you have a fun and interesting life, it will make you seem more valuable in your man's eyes. Here's another way of explaining it. Men are like cats, even though sometimes they act like dogs. Cats want what they can't have. They want what's just out of reach. Take a piece of string and dangle it in front of a cat's face. They quickly start pawing at it, and before you know it, they're going crazy trying to grab it. They'll run all over the room just to get it. Once they can have it for as long as they like, they quickly get bored and move on to the next shiny object. This is exactly how your man will behave if he can have you whenever he feels like it. He will start to take you for granted and then slowly start to lose interest. Before you know it, he will be cheating on you. Warning. But if he can never have you, then he will also lose interest and also potentially start to resent you. So the key to keeping your man lusting after you and not losing interest is to balance keeping a fun and interesting life outside of your relationship while at the same time devoting some quality time to him. Nagging and criticizing. When your man does something that you find completely unacceptable, it's important that you let him know that you don't appreciate it. It's important that he respects your boundaries and doesn't insult you, belittle you, or offend you. While it's very important that he knows not to step over the line, it's equally important that you aren't too hard on him either. This means that you shouldn't constantly criticize him or nag him about all the small things or problems that have already been resolved. When you repeatedly nag or criticize your man, you will start to stir up negative emotions in him and he may even end up resenting you. These negative emotions are what will lead him to potentially cheating on you or even breaking up with you, which is the exact opposite of what you want. Warning, if your man does step over the line constantly, then maybe you should consider whether he's the right guy for you. Stay attractive and fun. Many girls think that once they're dating a great guy, the hard part is over. I've got news for these girls. It's unfortunately not. Like I've already said, great relationships take work. A guy usually starts dating a girl because she's attractive and fun to hang out with. If you stop being attractive and fun to be around, then your man will obviously start to become less attractive to you. So how do you stay attractive and fun? The simple answer. Keep doing what you did when you first met your man. This means that if you went to the gym regularly or played sports regularly, then keep doing it. It means that if you ate healthy, keep eating healthy. It means that if you were a little cheeky and teased him when you first met him, then you need to keep doing it. This sounds so damn obvious, but most girls forget it. You need to keep doing the things that made your man attracted to you in the first place. If you start changing and stop being attractive, then you are increasing the likelihood that he will cheat on you. Communication and openness. If you want your relationship to work, then you need to be open and honest with your man, and you need to communicate well with him. Now, I'm not saying that you need to immediately tell him about every guy you've ever been with, and I'm not saying that you need to tell him every one of your problems. I'm saying that you should constantly talk to your man about any friction in your relationship. Maybe you feel that you spend too little time together, or maybe you feel that you spend too much time together. It's better to bring these problems up sooner rather than later. Otherwise, they will start to fester and eventually become major problems later on in your relationship. When you communicate properly with your man and repeatedly let him know how you feel or what's bothering you, he will respect you more for it if he really does care for you. The same goes for you too. When your man feels comfortable telling you how he feels or what's bothering him, and he knows that you are really listening, he's going to respect you and like you a lot more for it. Going forward. So I've covered a lot in Stop Him Cheating. To really get it to the sink in though, I recommend that you read it again at least once, or in this case, listen to the recording again. Remember that it takes more than just a great blowjob to keep a guy attracted to you and to prevent him cheating on you. Great relationships take constant maintenance. It's also vital that your man knows that things are better when you are around. You also need to keep being attractive and as fun as you were when you first met him. And last but certainly not least, you need to talk to your man about any problems either of you are having in your relationship without unfairly nagging or criticizing him. When you do all of the above, you will easily be able to keep your man in love with you and attracted to you. The finer details. 1. I do everything he wants, but he still cheats on me. My advice. This is a terrible situation to be in, and I don't wish it for anyone, whether you're a guy or a girl. The problem is that if you're doing everything your man wants, he may start to see you as a doormat and actually have less respect for you, making him even more likely to cheat on you. It's counterintuitive, but men will respect you more when you have your own life and your own wants and your own desires. Men are less likely to cheat on girls they respect. 2. I followed your advice, but my man still cheated on me. What did I do wrong? My advice. Here's something that I don't like to say, but it's a simple fact of life. Some guys cheat no matter what. Some men cheat even if they're the nicest boyfriend in the world and even if they care deeply about you. The key is to find out quickly if your man is a cheater from people you trust when you first start dating him. This is so that you can quickly learn whether or not he's a cheater. This will save you a lot of heartache later on in the relationship.